claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Lori Price from Citizens for a Legitimate Government. There is so much to discuss today, including that Boris Johnson has repudiated all of the coronavirus restrictions in the UK. I was rather troubled that it seemed to be getting no press whatsoever, but now I find it's actually been acknowledged by the New York Times and a number of other outlets, which is highly appropriate. And I've just published an atomic bombshell about the Rothschilds having patented COVID-19 biometric tests, first time in the Netherlands in 2015, subsequently in the United States in 2017. I had thought I had published it before, but today reviewing it looks as though it was languishing as a draft, so I've got it up. Lori, if you check your email, I think you'll find it's there. I'm just delighted to have you here. I believe that what's happened in the UK is going to have vast repercussions. I don't see how the mainstream media can any longer deny it. When it happened already on Wednesday, I was watching the NBC Evening News for the announcement. Nothing came. I checked CNN. Nothing came. Thursday, yesterday, nothing about it again on either. They'd, of course, love to suppress it, but, Lori, I think now the cat is out of the bag. Your thoughts?
Oh, definitely. Thanks so much for having me on. And, yes, that is a bombshell. It's pretty obvious to me with all that I've read so far and heard that the reason for the pandemic was to get to the vaccine. Okay, so the vaccine, that was the goal, was the vaccine. It's the whole sequence that's been theorized. It's going from the scamdemic to the vaccine, which then has to be documented. And, of course, people are conditioned that paper, a piece of paper, can be lost and all that. So then you have to go digital. And once you do that, you might as well add other things to it, okay? It's like some of these, like Amazon sort of at first began with books, which everybody thought was a great idea, which it was, and then they spread out to other things, which, you know, it's a good idea aside from Amazon and what they stand for and all that. But I'm just saying you can then add other things to this, to something digital, including your, guess what, social credit score. So this, the whole thing is just part of that to get to the Great Reset, which obviously is being worked on through other angles. And as to England, I guess he attended a party and he got huge backlash for his hypocrisy. Boris there. I had high hopes for him before he got in office, and he was a disaster, of course, and then he got caught in this hypocrisy. But I don't think that's why he released all the restrictions. He didn't have to do all that. I think they must have, as I was reading, somebody said on social media that they must have something else up the sleeve to do that. But it's interesting, just to add one more comment on that, that the U.S. made vaccine, you have to be vaccinated to enter each border. Of course, that doesn't apply, I don't think, to anybody illegally, because if you're illegal here, you're the king of the world. You're the king of the world. No COVID test, fly without ID. You can use an arrest warrant at the TSA. It will accept your arrest warrant, as ID. I covered that in CLG in the newsletter. But anyway, you're the king of the world if you enter illegally, because it's part of the replacement here with, you know, cheap labor to replace all the middle class here after who's left after the vax doesn't get them and everything else they have planned and the suicides, the fentanyl, everything. So anyway, Biden is implementing vaccine requirements to come in just as Britain relaxed their restrictions, which is kind of interesting. But yes, I didn't hear it anywhere except through, you know, the usual alternative sources of news. I covered it on CLG.
Well, anyone who has the least doubt that the Rothschild banking empire is behind all of this, as I've been suggesting for quite a while now, because they're the only entity that has the massive scope, reach, power, resources to control, of course, as they already do the banks in almost every nation of the world, but also the media, in particular in the U.S., where among their other assets are AP and Reuters, that they have these testing methods for COVID-19, and it was named COVID-19 already when they got the first patent in the Netherlands in 2015. It was also named COVID-19 when they got the first U.S. patent in 1917, but it was not to be released to the public. It was not to be announced until 2020. So, you know, they're seeking to cover it up. Pretty damn fascinating stuff, Lori. I think this is as powerful proof as we could possibly have about the origins of the pandemic, who's behind it, and why they're so ruthless, and why the puppet Biden, whom we know is not the real Joe, but some ersatz actor who's got a surprising number of traits like Biden in terms of mental incompetence, but is physically not the same guy. He has Biden had a broader cranium, a larger skull. He had a different smile. This guy has a narrow cranium. His smile is that, you know, turns up at the side. Biden's was kind of full-faced. They have different signatures. It was a pharmacist who first discovered, someone who's used to evaluating handwriting on prescriptions to make sure they're not giving them out illegally or inappropriately. Notice a difference in the handwriting, which is quite stunning. The best I've been able to surmise is Biden may have died as long ago as 2017. Because the first doubles appear showing up in 2018. Of course, it's possible he could be in a basement somewhere. But it's pretty stunning how this guy's cognitive incompetence is so great that even during this last press conference, someone was able to work in a question about it. This was Newsmax. James Rosen had a chance to ask the president a question, where he didn't disappoint. He said, "I'd like to raise a delicate subject, but with the utmost respect for life accomplishments and the office you hold. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with his statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement." Biden would scoff at the question before it was even asked, but he continued, "So the question I have for you, if you'll let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness?" Having no answer to give, Biden would simply say, "I have no idea," before switching to the next reporter. Now, Lori, I mean, what is the guy going to say? He's so obviously unfit. And it's not only damaging to domestic politics, but I think foreign leaders can have no respect for this man. I mean, they must think the United States is inhabited by lunatics that we would make this man our president. Your thoughts?
It is. And I don't believe in my heart of hearts that the people made this man their president. So we had Dominion, we had people say, and all that matters is what's said under oath when it comes down to it, people willing to say under oath they had ballots that supposedly were mailed in with no folds. I'd like to know how that's accomplished, how the nursing, how they have the same birth dates, you know, absurdly early birth dates, like very elderly people, you know, 1908 would be the birth date or something, all of a bunch of them, all thousands of them, the same time period they came in electronically. So this was a rigged, I don't care what the allegedly powerful, although toothless January 6th committee was, this is a total stolen election, a coup d'etat, just like, as I've told you before, which we may or may not like Al Gore, but with Bush, he wouldn't have done 9/11 or gotten them the Iraq. He later became even worse, but Gore was better in 2000 than Bush at that point in terms of for the people. And that was stolen to give the Clinton surplus to the deep state, the Iraq war, and so forth. So that was all rigged, and they got away with it, and that was the most disturbing part of 2000. They got away with it, and now they did it again, and now they're getting away with it again, because this committee picking on your average person, putting them in solitary, depriving them of medical care, really torturous conditions, and in parentheses we talk about Russia, their problems and human rights, what we did with January 6 people for walking around a building. But anyway, when they set that example, though, makes people think twice if they steal another one, whether you go down there. That was all. It was just to send a signal, really. But anyway, people did not accept that guy as the president. He had miles of cars at a rally recently. He's not even in office. He had miles of cars at a rally. I guess it was 41 miles or something. It was thousands and thousands of people in Arizona. When Biden had a rally, he had four cars, 16 people. But the problem with all this, with all of this, is that the media will convince you the sky is purple or whatever color, depending on the day. And they all unify, whether it's on Twitter, which is a cesspool, or other places, they all unify and say the same thing. And they've brainwashed everybody, whether it's about COVID. And, yes, I believe the patents. I know the whole thing is just it's unreal. But the reason why nobody rises up is everything, it's a rigged game. The media, the censorship, as I told you before, what I wanted to mention, but on censorship here. But you have to go with the media narrative, and they got everybody to believe Biden won. They got everybody to believe that with 16 people at a rally, it was due to COVID, and that Biden looked out for his supporters. They actually said that when I said, why is it there were 57,000 people in Butler, Pennsylvania for Trump and 16 people in circles, some of the media for Biden? And I was told it's because Biden cares about his supporters, doesn't want them to get COVID. Okay, so that doesn't explain.
All right.
He had so few likes and all dislikes whenever the White House would speak on any topic. What they did is Google actually would know, YouTube, no one talks about it. They got rid of the dislike tally. So the button's there, I guess, but it doesn't show the dislikes. They did that for Biden because every time him or Psaki would speak, on anything, any kind of coverage, the dislikes would overwhelm. Now, when Trump would give a rally, you would watch one on Facebook, you would see the number of listeners, 30,000 people listening on Facebook. So that blows away, by the way, what they said about safety and COVID for Biden, because he had thousands of people listening just on one Facebook channel or on another, you know, social media, thousands of people listening in a swing. So what I'm saying is he was not elected. Everybody knows it, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. But he was a great reset puppet. That's why he was put in there, to help to facilitate the ushering in of the great reset. There's no other reason why he's still there right now.
Well, of course, they made a colossal blunder, in my opinion, by installing Kamala as a vice president, because her popularity is even less than Biden's, which is, I think the latest had it at 33%, which is like an historic low. Hers has been at 28%. I think it's probably sunk to 25 now. So the idea, you know, of taking out Joe and promoting Kamala turns out to be moving in the wrong direction. they had to get this so-called Voting Rights Act through in order to continue to steal elections by federalizing the policies that benefit them at the polls, namely no ID and mail-in ballots, so they could just flood the nation with all these ballots and no one can tell who cast the ballots and they just are able to steal the election. They seem to have used a dozen different methods in 2020, but I think there are so many states now that are taking moves to control who gets to vote. You mentioned, I think it was right here in Wisconsin, a new development where there turned out to be hundreds of thousands who had the same date of registration. It was, what, over 100 years ago? Here it is. Election expert reveals over 550,000 registered voters in Wisconsin have a registration date of January 1st, 1918.
Right.
Oh, my God. Right. I mean.
You know what? I don't think, and I got to say, sometimes on these plans, these marches to fascism, the Great Reset, whatever you want to call it, totalitarianism, they get a kink in the plan. And the kink, I don't think they really counted on Sinema and Manchin. I mean, I didn't even think too much about Sinema. She's even more holding strong than Manchin, which is great. Of course, by the way, as in parentheses, I don't watch the worst show on TV, which is Saturday Night Live, but apparently, I don't know, somebody mocked her, or not that, somebody mocked her appearance. And I'm saying these are the woke a-holes that morning, noon, and night push equality and equity and inclusion, right? And they mocked her appearance, not Manchin's, but hers. A little bit of misogyny. I'm just saying how these hypocrites, these divine hypocrites, they mocked her appearance, Sinema. But anyway, they had a kink in the armor, but I don't know how long that'll last. But yes, it was that thing is so much worse, that bill, than anybody talks about. It would preclude any voter ID. It would allow the federal government to control redistricting, which is insane. You know, this is all insanity. And again, like I said about with the media, convinces everybody the sky's purple. They've gotten the average person in the middle class to think it's voting rights, which has not a whit to do with it. You know, some of these bills, the poison pills that are in them and everything have not a whit to do. Like the worst thing, even the Build Back Better, had the IRS monitoring your account of anything over $600. Can you imagine? You know, you sell something at your home, you know, to a neighbor for $700. It really would destroy banking, because who's going to put, you know, you get $700 in cash. If they're going to look at every little thing, you're not going to put it in the bank. You're just going to hold on to that cash, right? So it would destroy the other side of capitalism, which is the banks. But anyway, this is what they do. And I don't know, for now, thank God that bill hasn't passed, but, I don't know how much hope we have. I think other elections have been rigged all along. I think a lot of elections have been rigged. I don't believe Newsom was reelected, even though Larry Elder wasn't the best person. Probably, I don't believe he really won that. I don't believe New Jersey, that jerk Murphy won the reelection. I don't believe that either. So anyway, I think elections are being rigged all along here. Maybe not in my state, Connecticut, but I think they are.
Oh, Lori, there isn't really any serious doubt about it. We have an important investigation going on right here in Wisconsin, which turned that up, led by a former member of the Wisconsin Supreme Court by the name of Gableman, who's a special counsel here, and he's really churning up the turf. It turns out that the theft appears to have occurred with the election officials in various counties, in particular those with the largest cities, because if you're going to steal election, you got to go to where the votes are.
Right. That's where it has to be. That's why Detroit always finds these ballots, Detroit and so forth. Yes, the big cesspools of corruption. It's unbelievable. And nothing was done about that. Instead, they're investigating people who walked around the Capitol. And by the way, we find out Ashley Babbitt, actually, I didn't put this up yet on CLG, which by the way is legitgov.org, but Ashley Babbitt was walking around, she was trying to stop people from doing any crimes, I guess, on audio. and she's the one shot by that thug cop who, you know how we talk about a rotten apple cop? Every so often you get one. He's one of them. Got away with murder, literally murder. Got away with murder.
Well, Lori, my opinion, I mean, of course, we're in 100% agreement about this guy isn't a real Joe Biden. I mean, he's got a different cranial structure. He's got a different signature. I guess I've already mentioned that. But the theft of the election has been so massive and so extensive on so many grounds. The point I was coming to is from the footage I've seen and on my blog at BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, if you scroll down quite a ways now, there's a 21-minute video showing all the crowd coming into the Capitol, how there were managers and directors telling where to go and what to do. But it also shows the Babbitt shooting. And this is a fascinating contrast with Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse was being attacked by three thugs who were trying to kill him. There turned out to be five different criteria for whether you can defend against a murder charge by claiming it was self-defense. It includes the seriousness of the threat posed. It includes the imminence of the threat. It includes whether your response was proportional. It includes whether you sought to avoid the threat. It includes whether you acted as a reasonable man would have acted had he been in the same circumstances, all of which are satisfied in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. The first guy he shot had hit him twice in the neck with a skateboard trying to break his neck, trying to murder him. The second he shot raised a revolver at him. He initially approached by putting his hands up, then got closer by raising a revolver at him when Kyle shot off his bicep. When he was in the hospital recovering, he told a friend his only regret was he hadn't unloaded his entire magazine into Rittenhouse. The third guy had threatened to kill him twice and boxed him in at the car dealership where he'd been asked to help to protect it. He lunged at him, and while he didn't have a weapon in his hands themselves were weapons. Lori, it turns out most people who die in America are killed by being beaten to death or strangulation. It's not even from being shot with a handgun. Where being shot with a handgun is overwhelmingly greater of those who die from gunshot wounds than being shot with a rifle, which is relatively rare. All of this is a preface to say, in the case of the Capitol, none of those conditions for self-defense were satisfied. Ashley Babbitt didn't constitute an imminent threat. There wasn't any need for him to try to escape from her because he was a distance from her anyway. He didn't act in a proportional fashion. She was simply trying to break into the hallway. He did not act the way a reasonable man would have acted. In other words, it's very clear this guy is guilty of an unjustifiable shoot if it were real. Now, my opinion, by the way, is that it was staged. I do not believe she actually was killed, but they had to stage it to guarantee they could describe the intrusion as a bloody or lethal or deadly intrusion. That was for propaganda purposes. Lori, your thoughts.
Right. That I just want to point something out and bring up something about the same Nazis the U.S. government had working and stirring up trouble in Ukraine in the mid, like around 2014, whatever. The same Nazis planned out the Charlottesville false flag, that there has to be one death, which is why, if you recall, the anarchist who wrote a blog saying how he was delayed 45 minutes for they delayed getting Heather Heyer to get to treatment. He begged, this anarchist put in his blog, he begged to be let in. He was an EMT just to help her. He was not allowed. So obviously they wanted a death, right? And just the same crap of one person dying. And yes, I know the person in the car taken away was not wearing the same clothes as the one who drove the car originally. I know. That was the biggest blatant false flag, even worse than Sandy Hoax that I've ever seen. But the same group got together to make sure there was a death, and there was somebody else that died by beatings in the tunnel, I guess another woman they're looking into. But the fact that if nothing is done about this stranglehold with this media and the social media, nothing is going to get fixed, because now we're marching towards war with Ukraine, which enrages me more than anything, because the U.S., what borders the U.S., if Russia did the same thing with the bases, the weapons, all that stuff, in Mexico or Canada, why? Would you think the U.S., the deep state swamp, would tolerate that? I don't think so. So, I mean, you know, in this case, I don't see what Russia's doing wrong, frankly. That's just my opinion. But here we go with something else now to spend more billions. It's just, I don't know, my rage is probably just boiling over after just one. The COVID lies, and now we're going to have a war. I don't know what we're going to do over there. But whatever it is, it's going to be expensive and cost fuel to go up, which will lead to more destruction of the economy. Because that's what's really doing it is the fuel prices, because everything needs to be transported. So, you know, all the goods need to be brought, and then they have to rise the prices. So, you know, this is a purposeful destruction of the middle class in the U.S., and that's why Biden or whoever, whatever, you know, I'm open to anything at this point. I think it's the same guy, but I'm open. What this government does, I'm open to anything. But whoever's in there or him is destroying, you know, they're put in to destroy the middle class. This is what's being done. As long as the oligarchy remains, that's all they care about. I just see it as all a pattern.
Well, I think Russia holds all the cards in relation to Ukraine and that
so.
And that NATO would be insane to contest. The problem is that it was part of the agreements in negotiating back in 1990 between Ronald Reagan and
right.
Mikhail
right.
Gorbachev, the dissolution of the Soviet Union, that the Eastern European countries that would become independent sovereign states would not be politicized by the West, not turned
right.
into NATO nations, not militarized.
Yeah, we never hear that, though. I know, you're right. We never hear that, though.
Well, but it's crucial to understand why Russia cannot believe or accept anything that U.S. or NATO declares, and where George H.W. Bush was also involved here, and W-2 wanting to move forward. They have taken these nations into NATO. We'll be right back with Lori Price after this break.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio, 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 Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? and that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomsteps.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, my guest today is Lori Price, who's the editor-in-chief of the Citizens for Legitimate Government newsletter. She does a wonderful job of processing a very large volume of news to select out the articles that deserve attention. And since that's something in which I engage a great deal, in fact, that's most of the time I spend dealing with these issues, sorting out the stories, I got to say, she gets very high marks from me for the excellence of her editing. Lori, I want you to mention, before we return to Ukraine, how one could subscribe to your newsletter.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it. Yes, you go to, you can send a blank email to signup@legitgov.org. So the words sign up, one word, no spaces, at legitgov.org, and you can also go to legitgov.org, and you can just click on the sign up button, the subscribe button there, which will push open the blank email to, and then just hit send, and I can add the email address to the roster. It's another part of all complicated due to censorship and everything, but yes, that's the best way to do it.
Thanks. Very good. Very good, Lori. Well, returning to Ukraine, Vladimir Putin has made it very clear that he wants some written assurances from the West that they're not going to attempt to convert more of these former Soviet republics into NATO nations. And he's getting precisely the opposite report. Huh. And I find this really virtually suicidal on the part of NATO. The Russian military equipment, Lori, is far superior than U.S. The great advantage they have is they're not dealing with private contractors who want to increase their profit margins by not only putting out inferior equipment, but guaranteeing it's going to require long-term maintenance contracts on which they make more money than the original products, so that the U.S. products are invariably problematic, malfunction, unsuccessful. The Russians have the best anti-aircraft missiles in the world, the best anti-missile missiles in the world, the best anti-ship missiles in the world, the best torpedoes, anti-submarine torpedoes in the world. My estimate is that all of the NATO forces could be taken out by Russia in about 20 minutes. I mean, it's going to be that fast. And if, in fact, Putin believes that Russia is threatened and all these expansion of the Western powers surrounding Russia, I mean, it's just insulting. You talked about the idea, you know, of having forces on the Mexican or Canadian border. That's how you have to think about it. That's how Russia looks at it. What if the Chinese want to have missile batteries on our southern and our northern border with Mexico and Canada? Americans would be outraged. Well, think how the Russians feel, especially when the West had solemnly agreed not to do this. So believe me, when Putin draws a red line, and he's been very, very explicit about it, he's warning the West. He even made the announcement. They've talked about this new hypersonic missile they have that's unstoppable. He has even announced, somewhat surprisingly, that Russia has nuclear weapons poised all on both coasts of the United States. He's trying to get the message across. But when you got an incompetent guy who's only a sock puppet, and Lori, listen, I guarantee you it's not the real Joe. I guarantee you 100%. This is an actor and who's acting like an authoritarian, making all kinds of un-American announcements. And I think that's because the strings are being pulled by the Rothschilds, by Lynn DeForester Rothschild, who have all these resources. They're used to a monarchy where, you know, or decrees can be made by the king. So they have Biden. They're treating him, having to make pronouncements that come across as highly authoritarian and undemocratic, because they're viewing him as though he were a miniature king when he's manifestly not. So many of these decrees have been 100% contrary to our culture and past political practice. I think the country is really sick and tired, and this is a reason why in less than a year, in 1 year's time, put it, Biden has gone from being fairly favorably received by most of the nation to being deplored by almost everyone. It's only a real hardcore that sticks with him at this point in time, such that as they approach the midterm election, I mean, the pollsters and strategists on every side are predicting a bloodbath. I'm convinced that the Democrats are going to lose 100 seats in the House and 3 or 4 Senate seats. Lori, it's going to be an unprecedented wipeout. So the question becomes, what can they do to forestall it?
Right.
This is why they put so much emphasis on this voting right bill, which absurdly they attached to Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King would never have supported voting without an ID. Martin Luther King would never have supported, mail-in balloting. Just as Martin Luther King would be adamantly opposed to critical race theory. For God's sake, the Democrats are promoting anti-white discrimination. This is a violation of the due process and equal treatment under the law provisions of the Constitution, not to mention a whole host. There must be 10 different civil rights acts that have been passed since Lyndon Johnson first signed in 1964 that have been intended to, you know, we've even introduced reverse discrimination where you take into account race in a case where you have two. It's supposed to work in this way. If you have two candidates who are equally qualified, but one is a minority, you're supposed to give preference to the minority. But what they're doing here in the Biden administration is giving preference to minorities regardless of their qualification. And they're doing it across the board. They're doing it with regard to stimulus money. They're giving precedence to blacks, to Latinos, and to women, not to whites. They're doing it with health service. They're promoting for blacks, Latinos, women. Yeah. Even it was a bureaucrat in the CDC who, when they were deciding how to allocate these vaccines, there's an irony to all this because the vax is actually a lethal weapon. But when they were deciding how to allocate these vaccines, Lori, as I know you're well aware, She said, well, the obvious thing to do, since the elderly are the most threatened, would be to give it to the elderly first.
Right.
But they were too white, Lori. So instead, she proposed that we allocate for the sake of what they call equity, which really is anti-white discrimination, giving it to blacks and minorities and women first. And, of course, the problem with the vaccine women is it induces sterility. It's causing massive miscarriages. And some men today, in terms of dating, you know, thinking about women whom they might have an interest in marrying, are now taking into account a woman's vax status, because if she's vaccinated, she's very unlikely to be able to produce healthy offspring. I mean, Lori, the whole situation's upside down, and this is the Democrat agenda. Martin Luther King would have repudiated every element of this. For them to continue to cite him on their behalf, when the Democrats historically have been the progenitors of segregation, historically it's the Democratic Party that's promoted segregation. And Lori, just to throw in an historical fact that I learned only this week, twice as many whites were imported as slaves into America as blacks, twice as many whites.
You just covered a lot there, starting with the Ukraine and Putin and all the way down, and you're right about all that you said. It's true. But all these pieces of the puzzle fit about the destruction and replacement with the cheap corporate labor and all that, the cheap labor at the behest of corporations, taxpayer-funded, which is why nothing fits unless you accept this thesis. Because here's the point. If they really wanted to stop COVID, which of course we know they didn't, because they would have helped the elderly and they would have let everybody else go about their lives, they knew the cloth mask never worked. Fauci said it right away, after the scamdemic was announced, that masks don't really work much. He said the truth then, and then, you know, then everything changed. But they had to get everybody seeing there was a pandemic, everybody wearing a mask so that Trump would lose. It was all to stop Trump, the whole thing. But, and by the way, he got burned by the vaccine. They released, a lot of people wanted the vaccine, okay? Like you said, it's an irony. Of course, many people don't want the vaccine. But a lot of people in the United States, for whatever reason, wanted this vaccine. They waited till a week after the election to announce it, which you can't tell me that hours earlier it wasn't ready to go. It was all political. He got burned by that. He never mentions it when he praises the, quote, beautiful vaccines, how they burned him and they backstabbed him.
Well,
because he wanted to actually lower the prices of insulin, unlike Biden or the fraud Biden, whatever. He actually wanted to lower the prices of prescription drugs for the average person, and he wanted to make hospital billing transparent. So once he did that, he had a big industry against him. That's why they delayed releasing the vaccines, because they wouldn't have even been able to steal the election if they released those vaccines a couple of weeks earlier, because a lot of people wanted them.
Lori, they were stealing the election regardless. This was not a bloody thing that could have made a difference. They had it locked so many different ways. But go ahead. You know, Putin and all that. I mean, Ukraine, it's insane.
As to the U.S. with foreign policy, which is something, no matter really who's in office, I mean, sometimes you get somebody that tries to help a little. But this is insane. Gaddafi actually was, you know, wanted assurances and all this. They were working with him with Libya and all this. And then the minute that happened, and then Hillary Clinton goes in there. And now look at the state that Libya is in now, literally slave auctions and all this. You know, they're the biggest frauds and hypocrites. And one thing to add, when you're talking about the Democrats and the history of segregation, you know how I've done CLG for a number of years. And I think if you said to me, Lori, you can only pick one of the most outrageous story. I mean, other than the blatant events, say, of, you know, the false flags and all that. You say to me, Lori, you can only pick one. This would be at the top of the list. When the TPP was being crafted under Obama, the Democrats wanted to get, and this was covered by the liberal Huffington Post, the Democrats actually wanted to put something in there where you could not have slave labor. You could not accept goods with slave labor. And Obama himself wanted to make sure that clause was removed in the TPP crafting. Okay, so this was there were some decent Democrats then, liberal, whatever you want to call them, the Kucinich types, said no slavery, you know, to accept the in the TPP. And Obama made sure that was out of there. He was fine with the slavery. So So think of all the ironies in that list, that lineup. So I don't want to hear a thing about the Democrats pushing for equity, which is just a code to destroy whites, because that's all it really is. And there was a lawsuit, I think, to overturn the race-based, which, I mean, when I heard this, I thought it was a satire. The race-based relegation of COVID treatments by race, that's actually a factor. Can you imagine? That's actually one of the points. I guess there's 20 points to get to give out the treatment. I mean, this is unreal. It makes me crazy, you know, and when they talk about discrimination, anybody can have an epiphany, you know. The fact that Biden worked with Byrd, and, you know, and then Byrd changed his mind later. Okay, everybody can grow and change. I don't criticize somebody that's made a huge 180 in their politics. Fine. I'll accept them at their word. But this, the racism that's going on now, it's just part of destroying the middle class. It's really the whole key, all of it, all of it. And I don't know what's going to happen with Russia, but this is really, they've gotten everybody to believe, and I put something on Twitter, although I'm shadow banned. I had a poll up that said, which border do you want to see secured by the government? U.S. southern border, Ukraine's border, and it's a poll, you know, but like I say, I'm shadow banned, which is too bad because that would go far and wide. But everyone so far has said they wanted to see the U.S. southern border secured. They've brainwashed everybody to think Ukraine, which is really run a lot of Nazis in the government of Ukraine, by the way, literally Nazis. Okay, and I thought Antifa hated the Nazis, okay? But anyway, it's insane what they convince everybody to believe that Ukraine's important. They could actually get Democrats supporting troops going there. I would not be surprised. This is where we are. I mean, my outrage meter is off the chart, as you could tell by my tone. I'm just so furious at the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could use American troops on a border,
right,
but it's not the Ukrainian border.
Right.
It's a U.S. border with Mexico.
Right.
I mean,
that's
for God's sake.
The need to go.
Right.
How many terrorists? They blocked, by the way, this just came out, they blocked, there's some congressmen, there's a few good ones out there that want to know how many terrorists, they want the data. They haven't released that, I guess Bill Mnuchin on, he's a great follow on Twitter, the guy at the border, the one on Fox News, that gentleman, I think he's from Fox LA, I'm not sure, but he just put out that he wanted on a Freedom of Information Act, to see how many terrorists have gotten in. This is, I guess, 125 countries, people from 125 countries got in illegally this past, I don't know the group of time, I think it's only in a month. But can you imagine you got somebody wanting, I know we stir up a lot of the false flags in Afghanistan and all that, but can you imagine some nut job that wants harm done to this country that just snuck in there, that goes in? Or you can fly, I saw a whole segment on very wealthy people from China fly out, cross the border, and they've got the money to pay for all, you know, the facilitation to get in, a lot of money. They get in, they have a child here. That child's a U.S. citizen. Did you ever hear of anything? So outrageous citizenship if you're born. You know, your parent could be just crossing the border for a birth, and you're given citizenship rights. This is insanity. And I don't know. I don't know what can be done. This is just beyond, I don't know, we're beyond the tipping point in my mind, but.
Well, yes. Well, whether we beyond, I mean, it's the catch is the Democrats and all the pollsters see it coming. They know they're going to be wiped out in the midterms. So the question becomes, what are they going to do to forestall
it? Right.
And it was this voting rights bill that they thought was going to be the key to their success. That they were going to convince the American people that Martin Luther King would have supported this and anyone who opposes it is a racist, when Martin Luther King would not have supported it. And he certainly would have repudiated critical race theory. I mean, it's disgusting how they are abusing the memory of a great American who, like every other American, had his own personal shortcomings and flaws. But he was, in my judgment, one of the greatest civil rights, human rights leaders in the history of the nation and did great good for the U.S., which had to do, of course, with why they had to rub him out. I've done more research on this. William Pepper, actually, who was the attorney for both Sirhan Sirhan and for James Earl Ray, has established the basics of it, which where the chain of command went from J. Edgar Hoover to Richard Helms, who was at the time of the head of the CIA,
right,
to local leaders in Memphis and to Carlos Marcello, the mafia head out of New Orleans, and where two army units of army snipers were down there, but it was a Memphis cop who actually took him out, firing from a location in the bushes beneath a window from which James Earl Ray was alleged to have fired. Ray was actually getting gas in his car when the shooting took place. And would you believe, Laurie, you may know this, members of Martin's own entourage, including Jesse Jackson, were instrumental in setting him up for the shoot. And where Martin didn't actually die on the balcony, but where they had by prearrangement a plan that if he were still alive to transport him to St. Joseph Hospital, which was more distant than necessary, or yeah, where a racist physician would finish him off. And when they brought him into the ER, this guy chased everyone else out of the ER and took the pillow under Martin's head and put it over him and smothered him to death, where the last woman who was exiting the emergency room witnessed this happening. I mean, William Pepper has done a completely brilliant job here on this. It's all disgusting beyond belief. But the way the Democrats, all they are is a party of liars, cheaters, phonies, and frauds. I see no redeeming merit in any of these Democrats today, with the two exceptions of Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, who are standing up for principle in relation to the filibuster and this massive bill, which is going to really promote the Green New Deal, which itself turns out to be totally fraudulent. Would you believe there's no correlation between the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere and the Earth's temperature? Laurie, going back for 600 million years, there's no correlation. If there's no correlation, there's no causation. Even when there's correlation, you can argue against causation, as the big pharma did when the correlation between vaccines and autism became apparent. The more vaccines, the more autism. The less vaccines, the less autism. And as the tobacco companies did with regard to smoking and cancer, well, there's overwhelming evidence that smoking caused cancer, but they wanted to dispute it. Well, here, you know, it becomes preposterous. You can't dispute that there's a no causal relationship between CO2, the quantity of CO2, and the Earth's temperature, because there's not even a correlation. In fact, it turns out that Earth's temperature does rise and fall. I mean, there are cyclical changes over lengthy periods of time, but it has nothing to do with CO2. And the whole idea, you know, of getting rid of the gas and oil industry is insane beyond belief.
Right.
It would destroy the American economy. And look how this fake Biden has been very aggressive about it, canceling the XL pipeline right off the bat, making us energy dependent again after Trump had succeeded in making us energy independent, which was one of his greatest accomplishments in my book. And now anyone, you know, wants to tout the benefits of Biden in office, just go to the filling station and take a look at the price of gas per gallon. Laurie, it's stunning inflation, the cost of gas. You know, when they assess the computer price index and all that, they leave out the cost of food and the cost of gasoline,
right,
which are the two most important factors.
Actually, what's really insane, I know how they compute that index. It's such a lie in reality, in practicality, okay? It is not when they're announcing the 7% highest in 40 years, it's definitely the highest in 40 years, but 7% is a joke. Nobody in reality, unless you're sticking to a budget that doesn't allow $2 over, would notice a 7% increase in total of your grocery bill. Okay, no one would really notice that, okay? It would be bad, but it would be very minuscule, and nobody would even note it or comment, okay? It is not 7%. That is a bold-faced lie. I've been to the same market all this time, and everything is far more than 7%, okay? And the heating oil, I just paid in Connecticut for a half a tank. I think it's a 267-gallon tank, standard tank. Half a tank of heating oil before the price really went up, $400, okay? And that was with the guy taking a little bit off, whatever. So it's really over that. And now it would be, now I've seen it's gone up, it would be $450 right now for a half a tank. That means if somebody's very low on oil and they fill their tank, it's roughly $900 to fill a tank of oil. Now, I know you're in Wisconsin, whatever, but these 0 days now we're having here where it's 8 degrees, 4 degrees, you go through that like in about like 35, 40 days, a whole tank or something if it's zero out, okay, a few days in a row. So you're talking about paying almost $900 a month just for your heating. Under Trump, it was half that, less than half that. So they are trying to destroy this economy, and it's not 7%. And by the way, I noticed something interesting with the empty shelves that I've noticed, all right? All the junk food is there. It always has been. The candy, the junk, the ice cream, potato chips, Doritos, whatever. I mean, I'm not putting down Doritos, but whatever. All the junk food is there. But the stuff I get, and by the way, the coercion on the people who don't get a vaccine, Howard Stern says, should be allowed to die if they go to the hospital. How about my eating habits for years of organic vegetarian and broccoli and all that? But anyway, that broccoli, I haven't seen frozen broccoli in a long, long time, frozen organic broccoli, the salads, the organic salads. I haven't seen any of the healthy stuff. So if this was done with normal empty shelves, half the junk would be missing and half the healthy food would be missing. But it's not. Only the healthy food is missing. Now, you tell me what's going on with that. I mean, oh, you tell me what's going on. They're trying to destroy our health.
Lori, they're trying to kill most of the American population. Right. And they're using a whole range and variety. I mean, the masks kill us slowly, the vaccines faster, but ultimately I think the grand sweep is going to be starvation. That's why we have these supply problems and all that, and why truckers transport most of the food around the nation, and now the truckers are being wiped. They're having, you know, vax mandates for truckers and a lot of other happy horseshit that's going to cause no end of problems.
Do you know how insane that is that a trucker must
Lori, hold that. Lori, hold that thought. We'll be right back after this break. We'll be right back with Lori Price.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Good evening. tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. Radio, radio, radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, it's a joy to have Lori Price with me here today, where she's the editor-in-chief of the Citizens for Legitimate Government newsletter. I do encourage you to subscribe because she does a great job of sorting out from all areas of concern, U.S. domestic and also foreign policy, some of the very best articles available. So I encourage you to subscribe. Lori, why don't you once again explain how you can do that?
Sure. You can send a blank email to signup@legitgov.org, or you can go over to the website, legitgov.org, and just click on the button there that says subscribe, and you'll be on the mailing list.
So all you have to do is send an email, just email address it to signup@clg.org, or does it need to...
No,
okay.
It doesn't exist. So it has to be legitgov.org.
LegitGov. Okay. Sign up, one word, at legitgov.org.
Org? Yes, it must be .org. Yep.
Okay. There we go. You were laying out a whole series of thoughts here before we were so rudely interrupted. Go ahead.
Oh, just on the truckers. This is insanity. The truckers having to be vaccinated. So you're on a long haul, and I don't really know how it works, the details, but I would imagine you stop a couple of times, get some, you know, snacks at a place, you know, use the facilities, get gas, and exit. You're not in exactly a club partying like a lot of the Democratic governors did, even though they were forcing these mandates on people. But anyway, they have to be vaccinated, Canada and the U.S. This is just insanity, which I believe, by the way, that's going to lead to empty shelves, of course, but here's something. The lie that's been perpetrated by the media is that, quote, no one wants to work because of the unemployment incentive, which was a lie, and I'm going to tell you why. The unemployment incentive, the PUA, Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, ended September 4th. Okay, now I don't know if a few, I don't know, it did in Connecticut and some other states. I don't know if some others kept it, how they kept it going, but generally it stopped September 4th. But the people that stopped working, that was immediately after the vaccine mandate by lunatic Biden or whoever made that mandate. Now the Supreme Court overturned it. That should get some people back. Starbucks, thank the Lord, said, has 228,000 employees, said no mandate. So of course, some nut job started with the little blue waves by their avatar on Twitter, started a trend of boycott Starbucks because the people aren't mandatorily vaccinated, these lunatics, because they don't even, they're so stupid they don't even realize natural immunity is better than the vaccine. Even the CDC was forced to admit it recently. So anyhow, Starbucks, that's 228,000 people, said no mandate. Hopefully others will follow. And that should get some people back to work. But it was not the unemployment incentive. It never was. That ended September. The unemployment people started leaving their jobs after that. So that's the minute the mandate came in, because there are a lot of people that are not vaccinated. The government lies. It's more than what people think, because they counted the booster in some times as the first shot, okay? So when they're given these percentages of people vaccinated, like in Connecticut, it's something like 95% over age 60, and I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe it's 95%, all right?
No.
It's insane. They're saying 92% over age 12. There's a lot of smart people in the state. I don't believe it's that. Anyway, one last thing, a proof of this is when you were talking about the midterms, by the way, a few minutes ago, there are states that do not rig. Connecticut is pretty tight here, a lot of communities with a fair election. It's pretty good. And something that I think shocked the governor, Ned Lamont, who was probably in the bottom 10 governors with the mandates in the country, but not the worst. But Ned Lamont got a surprise on election day that no one really mentions, is here in Bristol, the Republicans swept, and it was shocking because he went out and personally campaigned for the mayor, I heard, that morning, like at a breakfast, to get the governor went to the mayor here, a Democrat, who lost, and it shot by a lot. It was pretty shocking. Okay, and I think when he saw that, that's when Omicron came back or whatever, he did not invoke a mask mandate statewide, even though he got pressure from the nuts in his administration, and because he's up for re-election coming pretty soon. And I think he got shocked by a lot of Republican wins in the state of Connecticut, all across, down to the school board. The school board here went 100% Republican, just to tell you, a total sweep. And I think these little races that weren't rigged, I think surprised him, and I think it's surprising people across. And I think the midterms in the states that are not rigged are going to have a huge, they're going to be a huge shock to this country of Republican sweep.
Oh, everyone sees it coming. Lori, you know, I don't think anyone believes that Biden was legitimately elected president. It's just a fraud. And what's really interesting in this regard, related to this latest press conference, which was a fiasco, is he was casting doubt on the midterm elections because they know they're going to get wiped, that they could easily be illegitimate. But you know, they claim for five effing years that Trump was not the legitimately elected president. Therefore, for 5 years, they told that election was illegitimate. Then when Biden's in, they say anyone who challenges the legitimacy of the election has got their head screwed on wrong and ought to be prosecuted, censored minimally. And now here, he's already talking about illegitimacy of a midterm. Well, presumably it's a similar apparatus to what we had when he was elected by what he claims is the most votes of any candidate. And I guarantee you, I mean, the ways in which they stole this election were completely stunning. So many.
Absolutely. And, of course, those people weren't allowed to testify. They threatened lawsuits, Dominion of people. I mean, you know, you can't get the source codes. And you know, no one mentions Zuckerberg's role in this Zuckerbucks, all of the Democrats.
Zuckbucks.
That's right. And they're conflating, and this is sad, because the Democrats historically, and I don't mean, you know, they stood for a lot of good things that of which I could agree, all right? You know, there's a lot of points that were made where a reasonable person could say, you know, I can see this. But then now the warmongers for the Ukraine, and by the way, China unleashes a bioweapon, kills millions. I mean, you know, I don't know the real death tolls because I know just COVID alone, it's not as many. But killed some people, let's just say a lot of people, suffering, hospitalizations, even people that were treated well in the hospitals, the disruption, kids, masks, having to learn by Zoom, disruptions of no proms, no high school athletics, things across the board. There's not a person who wasn't touched by this pandemic because even if you were rich, some of these states passed. Private school had to do the same mandates, even in California. So there was no one untouched. This was the biggest event in U.S. history because the Civil War, if you were rich, you could go abroad and avoid the whole thing, then come back, okay? This touched everybody, all right, from babies up, because it didn't matter what, if you had millions of dollars, you still have to wear a mask into your store and still were limited on buying two things. So this is the biggest event, I think, in U.S. history, caused by China, Fauci, and DARPA. And I always thought DARPA had a role in this, and that's why they didn't go full court press, even under Trump, against China, because I believe DARPA, I know they stopped some of the research, but they were behind the scenes winking probably so they could, I don't know. But anyway, this whole pandemic is a huge world, you know, U.S.-changing event. And who does the U.S. have the problem with? Russia, because Russia's not the deep state. All right. And like you say, an issue that no one brings up, and I'm glad you did because nobody mentions this, the contractors cutting corners, which is why these helicopters, how many times do you get up and read, and I know I've covered this on CLG, that a helicopter crashed and there were deaths, okay? So I'm just saying these helicopters, I don't know who's making them. I don't know the technology. You know a lot more, being that you're in the military, a lot more than I do about it. But all these contractors are making shoddy equipment that in a crunch, a lot of these companies are going to fail. These companies' products are going to fail. And so what you said something really important about getting into any conflicts with Russia. But why isn't China the one to criticize? Why? Because the U.S. in the court oligarchy wants to emulate China. That's why they don't attack China for all their problems, all their issues.
Well, I think, you know, Biden's had so many dealings, corrupt dealings with China and with Ukraine.
Yes.
China has a heavy hand here on U.S. politics. I mean, it's like the Rothschilds are using China as a model. What they're doing is homogenizing society. So everyone thinks the same, acts the same, has no creative ideas. Personally, Lori, I'm convinced that they're working toward roboticizing human beings by using this graphene oxide interface, which can create a brain 5G barrier, so that when we see these announcements of it's 2035, I own nothing, and I'm happier than I've ever been.
Right.
Well, who's happy by owning nothing? If you don't have a house or a car or you know, entertainment complex. I mean, how does it make you happier to own nothing? Only if your thoughts are no longer your own. I'm convinced they're going to induce thoughts and feelings, control them remotely so that everyone has the same thoughts. Everyone's cooperative, and therefore that's why I own nothing and I'm happier than I have ever been, which is absurd on its face. Your thoughts.
Oh, right. Exactly. I didn't mean to step out of there. But you're right. Exactly true on that. But I noticed something. The Soros-installed DAs, because he's smarter than anybody, if you want to know, because what I've learned seeing, which enrages me on these cities with the liberal DAs, and it's not, and again, they always conflate it with a BS issue that everyone can generally agree with. Yes, justice needed to be reformed when somebody sat under the Rockefeller laws for 10 years in prison because they owned it, because they had a joint in their pocket, or were at a party where there were drugs, even in the judge's hands were tied, and they got 10 years in prison. Yes, that's insane. We all know that's insane, okay? It was a mistake, and it was insane. But that is not to be conflated with these Soros-installed DAs who are installed, and why does he do this? to destroy the city. And guess what? It's being done on purpose because the rich people are fleeing, the people of means are fleeing the cities, in like the key cities, but the property will always be valuable. So what's happening is people sell their rich house in New York City or San Francisco, go somewhere else because of the crime, stepping on the needles and the drugs and the feces and all that, and they leave, and then what happens? BlackRock scoops it up. So I'm just saying this is being done for the oligarchy and China, and Bill Gates owns more farmland in the U.S. than any other private landowner. No one's mentioning that. Owns even scarier than the vaccines is that a-hole Bill Gates could own what your food, okay? So anyway, this is being done on purpose, the destruction of these cities, to get the property bought up cheap. And then what you're saying about you will own nothing and you will be happy, it's being pushed on all kinds of fronts besides roboticizing us, which I believe you're right about. There's if you notice, some of these clothing companies, even the good ones, are starting, you know, you can rent clothing, you can turn it back in, vintage and all that, which, I mean, I've always liked from a fashion sense, vintage style and all that, but that's a different matter. They're getting people acclimated to turn their clothes in and borrow something else. Even these companies, like Banana Republic and stuff with their, you know, different companies, rental of clothes, you know, loaning clothes, borrowing clothes, which, you know, I mean, I don't like to see the environment harmed. I can see a positive aspect. But it's all psychologically, in my opinion, to get you ready for the fact that you will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're trying to lay the groundwork. There's no doubt about it. You're absolutely right. It's just stunning because so many Americans really can't see through the smoke and mirrors, Lori. That's where I think your CLG newsletter is so very important, because you're doing a great job of explaining what's really going on. And with minimal editorializing, you, I think, make the points very astutely.
Thank you so much. Yes, I it's a summary sort of the underbelly of the news. And there are things, there are times where I may intersect with somebody, with groups of people that have different views. For example, Fukushima really destroyed a lot of, you know, with the radiation, the triple meltdown. I mean, this is a huge environmental problem. Environmental problems, I think, you know, need to be dealt with and so forth. But they're using, as you brought up earlier, the climate change, which used to be, by the way, it was called global warming, all right? And then Frank Luntz did a focus group in like 2006, and he's one of the worst deep state disgusting characters out there. And he lived, you know, lived with in a rental capacity with his name, Kevin McCarthy. I mean, this is insanity. But anyway, Frank Luntz, who's disgusting in terms of goals of society, said that we really shouldn't use global warming. We should use climate change, because it's not as – this is when Bush was in and he was all pro-oil and gas, which I know from another angle is a positive at this point. But I'm just saying, at that point, Bush with his oil and gas subsidies and all that, Franklin said, don't use the term global warming, use the term climate change. And that's when climate change now is all used. But yes, I believe the planet's heating, and I believe it could be man-made effects. But these, we're going to have climate lockdowns instead of COVID lockdowns. They're using that as the thin edge of the wedge to get in and pass insane policies. Like, I agree with Trump getting rid of the climate accord, because it treated India, China, and some other countries as developing nations, which is insane, because then they can build, I think China's building a coal plant a week. So either you're for the environment, and they go there with their private jets, by the way, to these meetings, which makes me crazy. So either you're for the environment or you're not. But this hypocrisy with the climate change, and they're going to have climate lockdowns, and you're going to have credits on how much, you know, if you can afford a car, how much driving you can do, and how much if you go to buy meat, which I'm a vegetarian, but there's some people who like meat. If you've had your share of hamburgers for the week, that'll be it for you. And people laugh and say I'm crazy. But think about that you can't go into McDonald's without a photo ID and a vaccine passport. Tell me what you'd say about me 5 years ago if I said that would be the case in New York City. So, I mean, it's not that crazy what I'm saying. And this is all being done on purpose. So it's all part of the Great Reset.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of room for argument there, but I'm going to open the lines for callers early here because I'm sure many are going to want to offer their opinions about this wide range of issues we've been addressing. The number, 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452, to speak to Lori Price and me about all of these issues and to voice your opinion and concerns about what's taking place here in the USA. Again, I repeat, 540-352-4452. Mitchell is standing by. He'll get you on the air, and we'll have a conversation. Meanwhile, Lori, there has been a positive development in California. The court has slammed California's COVID shutdown of gun stores. This is pretty damn important. In California, many places, part of the lockdown was shutting down gun stores as non-essential services. For people who value their gun rights, that was a problem. After all, our rights are essential. The court case is spawning, didn't go away. It looks like California is on the losing end. Two California counties violated the Constitution's right to keep and bear arms when they shut down gun and ammunition stores in 2020. As non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic, a federal appellate court ruled Thursday. Officials in L.A. and Ventura counties had separately won lower court decisions, saying gun stores were not exempt from broader shutdown orders aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus early in the pandemic. But a three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected both. Get this. The Second Amendment means nothing if the government can prohibit all persons from acquiring any firearm or ammunition, Judge Lawrence Van Dyke wrote. But that's what happened in this case. Because buyers can obtain guns only by personally going to gun stores in California. Ventura County's 48-door closure of gun shops, ammunition shops, and firing ranges, quote, wholly prevented law-abiding citizens in the country from realizing the right to keep and bear arms. This, he noted, while bike shops were among those allowed to remain open as essential businesses. The panel adopted the same reasoning in the Los Angeles County case, though the closure there was for 11 days. I think that's a notable progress on the legal front. We have Dave in Alabama calling in. Dave, join the conversation.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that the climate thing was started by the Club of Rome that goes back to the 50s. And there's a book by John Ehrlich, The Population Bomb, that explains it all. It's part of this whole deal. So anyway,
that's
all I wanted to call about.
Bye. Yeah, that's good, Dave. That's good. Always glad to hear from you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Nice contribution. Club of Rome. All these agendas are long in the works, but, you know, how telling, Lori, that we now have the proof that the Rothschilds are behind the entire scam. I mean, this is nice confirmation of what is, to my mind, the only reasonable explanation for the scope and the relentlessness with which this is being pursued and the vast quantity of resources. Remember, in relation to the Great Reset, they're going to pay off your mortgage, your student loans, your credit card debt, in return for which, however, you must agree to surrender all your property and all your assets, in return for which you'll receive a stipend and a cubicle to live. And as long as you stay on the vaccine regimen the government dictates, you'll be left alone. But if you protest, they're going to put you in a COVID cap. And if you continue to refuse to get the vax, I have no doubt your head will be separated from your body using a guillotine, guess what, made in China. Where else? Lori, this is the future.
This is what people, you know, and I got to say, I'm so disappointed, I must say. I know there were a lot of people against all this. I see them on social media. People have said I've been banned for saying this, that. There are a lot of people who agree with much of what we're saying here, especially with the scamdemic. But let me tell you, I'm disappointed that it's not more resistance against what you put in your body. I'm shocked. I thought that's something, because let me tell you, even when I was a Democrat years ago, yes, I walked away during A, the TPP, and B, stealing the primary from Bernie. It was the principle of the thing, but I walked away. I saw what Trump was saying. But even before that point, long before that point, I was for closed borders because I felt it drives down the wages otherwise of people working in the U.S. I also was for obviously whether you should be vaccinated or not. I was against the vaccine even as a Democrat years ago, okay? I was against vaccines because I think they cause medical issues. That's just my opinion, all right? But I'm surprised there's not a lot of Democrats who don't believe in their bodily autonomy. But you know, when you're bringing up about Rothschild and all this, there's somebody, and I'm mispronouncing the name, called Altayan Childs, Altiyan Childs. And there's a video called, which really just changed my perspective forever. It's called Altayan Childs Exposes Freemasonry. It's literally, I'm not a big video watcher, but five-hour video, but it impacted me forever. It goes to the roots of all of this stuff. And what you're saying about these things and planning for works is so true. It's really, a lot of it is pretty much satanic, too. I just will say that. It's just leave it there, but this video must be watched. I'm surprised it's still up on YouTube, but has 500,000 views. It's it's got to be watched. It was a musician, but he changed his perspective on things, and he exposes all of Hollywood, and the politicians are all embracing this. And then all these pieces fit in the puzzle. You know, these families, like you're saying, going back and all this. This video must be watched.
Very, very good. Very, very good. Again, I repeat the number, 540-352-4452, if you'd like to join the conversation. There's much more to discuss, and we're going to continue doing so. But we'd be very pleased if anyone would like to call in and share their thoughts, just as Dave has from Alabama. We're here looking forward to you. The break is upon us. We'll be right back with Lori Price from Citizens for Legitimate Government. See you on the other side.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return to your host.
Well, we have another caller on the line from the state of Washington. Russell, join the conversation.
Hi, good morning, Jim and Lori. The reason I'm calling, I was hoping to get that the name of that YouTube video that was mentioned.
Yes. Hi, thanks. I will get that for you. It's called, and I'm going to spell the first name so you can find it.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. It's called... And I'm mispronouncing his name, but Altayan Childs Exposes Freemasonry. But I'm going to spell the first name so you don't go crazy. A-L-T-I-Y-A-N, then Childs, just a normal spelling of child with an S, Exposes Freemasonry. And let me just tell you one other point about this. A friend of mine told me about this video, and he said, you've got to see this. And he said it's the most, like, impactful video he ever saw. And then I watched it. I started to watch it. And like I say, it's 5 hours, but I started watching it, my mistake, late at night. And so, but then there was a point I couldn't stay up anymore, so I paused it and then resumed it the next day. And I was dreading when it ended. He's got to do a part two because he doesn't cover a lot on the pandemic. But you would not believe the connections, the people. I've never seen so much work go into a project. I guess he was a musician, I think, in Australia, and he woke up, he was ready, he was in a car and ready to hit a brick wall, but something made him wake up and avoided it. He found God as a result of that incident, but regardless of his, you know, his personal religious path, he goes into Hollywood and he makes these connections that are just unreal. And this takes us all the way to We Are. It must be watched. This video must be watched.
Now, Lori, is that on YouTube or BitChute or 153?
Shockingly, right now, because I saved this link, so I always have it on my desktop. It's on YouTube as of now. It's 5 hours, 21 minutes. It's got 13,000 likes. I just couldn't believe it. It really changed my way of thinking going forward, like my friend had said to me. And, you know, it really was just something.
Look, Gloria, it's a really good idea to download it. Send me the link. I'll download it and upload it to my BitChute channel.
Oh, that's great. Absolutely. Because this thing, somebody noted and said, I'm surprised this is still up. But the connections he makes, going into these books, some of them written years ago, and then taking us through even modern documents, you know, the connections here with Freemasonry really is a huge deal. This really is a big deal. He brings
Russell,
to the
Russell, I'm glad you asked. Did you have a further question or comment?
Not right now, Jim. But we appreciate your show, and yeah, looking forward to
thank you
that video.
Thanks for the call, Russell.
Good sign day. Up from, and Russell right. Should sign up for my newsletter too.
We have another caller. We have another caller from the Chicago area, the 815 area code. Please join the conversation. Just give us your first name. We know your state is Illinois.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Lori. This is Joe. How you doing?
Hello.
Good, Joe.
Hey, you know the old adage, the wisdom, that you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And you think our government would know that, but they think they could lead us to a hot, steaming pile of turd and make us eat it, you know. When it's mind-blowing. The courts, the Supreme Court, that even got this far. If you were to make a law forcing a Jewish man or a Muslim to eat ham or bacon, that's just ridiculous. No one, you could never do it, right?
Right.
But now you could force human beings to inject some God forbidden fetal stem cells. I mean, there's so many moral, ethical things, issues here, and to force it. And then on top, being experimental, it's not even FDA approved.
Right.
And it just blows my mind, Jim. I mean, it's like it's surreal. I wake up and, you know, I think it's like a dream, and I'm going to wake up someday, and this is a bad, long nightmare I'm in, but it's just evolved into.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to agree with you 100%. The Democrats would be in a totally different position politically if they had insisted my body, my choice about vaccines, just as they do my body, my choice regarding abortion, except that they were benefiting from the COVID scam by promoting mail-in balloting and the theft of the election. So they were compromised. But look how bizarre it is that in relation to abortion, it's my body, my choice. But in relation to the vax, it's bend over and take it.
Right. And as far as me, I think that Boris and England are backing off that because people are waking up. Because me personally, I didn't know if it was good or bad. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I just want to wait and see until, you know, with the numbers. And, you know, at the beginning, the numbers were positive, like, oh, look at the protection. But then you wait 2-3 weeks, the same numbers of hospitalizations, whatever they measure, deaths, sicknesses reported between all the age groups, it steadily declined. A week, you know, 3 weeks later, then the booster, it bumped back up again to positive 58% in my age group protection. And then 2-3 weeks after the booster, boom, those people are 58% worse off, you know, than, you know, not being vaccinated. So the numbers, I'm not a scientist. I could just look at the numbers and statistics between vaxxed and unvaxxed. And you could see that, yes, you get the vax, you get amped up immune system, you're protected, but then after 2-3 weeks, it drops out. And then after more and more injections, the same thing, it amps it up for 2-3 weeks. And then 2-3 weeks later, you're worse off. You're like negative 58%, not at zero. Zero would be vaxxed and unvaxxed are just the same, and it doesn't work. But the numbers are proving that the vaxxed now are far off, worse off than the unvaxxed, you know? And
that's all I
needed to see as a non-scientist to wake up and not take this. So I think the rest of the population is going to wake up after seeing this and realize they made a mistake and they better back off.
Well, it's going to make a powerful impact once they learn that Boris Johnson has relieved all the COVID restrictions in England? I mean, I think that's stunning. And would you believe on top of it? Yeah.
On top of that, these people. Oh, sorry, Jim, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, he just realized that these people are going to be waking up and demanding a pound of flesh, and he wants to back off and separate from that, you know, for his own good, I think.
Can you believe this, Joe? Half of Democrats want unvaccinated people to receive fines and go to prison?
Right.
I mean, You know, this guy promised to be the unity president. Anyone who would answer yes means nobody learned anything from Nazi Germany. Can you believe it?
We polarized us more than anything. Unifiers, a joke.
Joe, you're welcome to hang on. We got two more callers coming in, but stay here. Paul, California, come on. Join the conversation, Paul.
Yeah, I just thought I would make a quick call. So I guess, Joe, you're a fairly new caller. I don't think I've heard you before. Are you a new listener to Jim's show?
Yeah, just recently. When I became unemployed, I used to follow Jim long ago with Revolution Radio and Internet and his pages. And yeah, for a long time, I respect Mr. Fletcher. He's a very logical thinking.
So, I mean, the reason I mention it is because, you know, I don't know where you've been or how much attention you've been paying, but you talk about the numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, you say, well, you know, I would pay attention to the numbers. What numbers are you referring to? The tests? Testing to see if you have COVID? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, go ahead, Jim. Maybe it's
I was just
going to
say, probably adverse effects, if I read you right.
No, I think it was countries that participated in all the hospitals would record the number of patients that they have for COVID and their age group and statistics if they were vaccinated, one shot, two shot, booster shot.
Okay, right.
You could see throughout time how the effectiveness of the vaccine waned off after each one.
Exactly. It's all complete nonsense.
Go ahead, Lori.
Oh, I was just going to say an Israeli health official has just said the fourth, can you imagine this? The fourth injection doesn't do anything, you know, there's no help to stop Omicron. I'm just saying, you know, their insanity is unfolding even with their own people are revealing the insanity. But go ahead.
Okay, right. So listen, for the 1 millionth time going back over, 2 years now at least since this started, there isn't any validity to any of these numbers. They mean nothing. They just make them up. Over and over again, there's been shows on this and other channels that talk about the fact that the numbers are completely meaningless because the test is completely meaningless. There's no Delta. There's no Omicron. There's nothing. Everything that you see is a lie. The idea that they can inject a chemical into you to make you immune from something is a lie. It's a total lie. This whole thing, we're living in a world of Jew lies. Anytime you get something injected into your body, you can be sure it's bad news.
Paul, you're right about that, but it requires a level of sophistication. They took, as John Rappaport and Edward Hendry have emphasized repeatedly, 38 million cases of flu the year before. The following year, only 2,000, because they turned 37,998,000 cases of the flu and called them COVID. That's where the pandemic came from, just relabeling. But problem is the numbers sound impressive to the average, you know, consumer of news who's not very sophisticated and certainly doesn't know to begin with how to sort these things out. See, your point's impeccable for those who have the sophistication to sort it out, but unfortunately, the power of numbers as a method of propaganda is compelling. And then when they have the PCR test, which the CDC has finally acknowledged is completely unreliable, giving like 97% false positives, we know why Hillary was saying more testing, because it would drive up the numbers and therefore promote the agenda where she's all in, it appears, on the Great Reset. Lori, your thought?
Yes. You know, I believe these numbers are fabricated. They're also manipulated. I have firsthand experience. I mean, COVID actually exists. I have firsthand experience with someone, Michael Rechtenwald, who I did helpfully saved, who went to the hospital twice. I was there. He literally was pretty much unconscious. I saw it. So COVID definitely exists. We made sure that he didn't get some of those horrible side treatments. However, He's recovering now. But the point I make, COVID exists. As to the numbers being a lie, I totally believe it. And I believe the tests, all of this is all fabricated. But to say July, I mean, Fauci's not Jewish, Walensky's not Jewish. I mean, all these liars.
Oh, my God, here we go. I knew this, but you.
Well, that I mean, all these liars.
You're so naive, Lori. Paul. You know, we went through this before a year or more ago with the Jews. You got
Paul.
It's unbelievable. Plus, you say it exists. Well, let me. I just got done telling you the test doesn't mean anything. So how do you know it exists if the test?
No,
is
no,
Paul.
Lori's
Jewish.
Paul, I got a question. If it's a Jewish conspiracy, why is Israel the highest vaccinated? And if
that's
so,
what they say. You have no idea what the reality is.
Right. Are they getting, when I'm asking you, then my question would be, are they fake? Are everyone in Israel getting, you know, just some saline solution and then that's the real thing then?
Are they Jewish, Fauci and Newsom? I mean, I'm just asking because they're the ones pushing
Okay, so what are you trying to do? You're trying to pick out one individual to negate
No,
the
but
premise?
What is religion? No, it's not relevant.
She's just following up on your observation, Paul, you know. Listen,
you just
listen.
Got done saying it's not relevant. These people are children. Lori, you're a child. You're a
Paul,
child.
Paul.
Sorry.
Paul, you're crossing the line, buddy. You know,
I know
my feelings. You watch it. Okay. We got Chris in Vermont here on the line. Chris, join the conversation.
Thank you so much, Jim, and thank you to your guest, Lori. And I wanted to follow up with something she said at the bottom of the hour, but let me just say quickly that, you know, we know these people who say they're Jews run all of the central banks and Hollywood and the news media and also the four major pharmaceutical companies. But I would just like to propose that they're not Jews because they're obviously not God-loving people. So they're just imposters. So they're giving the good Jews a bad name.
Well, they're mostly Khazarians and they're Talmudic. They are not conventional or Orthodox Jews. These are not people who believe in the Torah or the Old Testament. These are people who believe in the Talmud and in Jewish superiority and that the other races only exist to serve the Jew. I mean, that's a distinction you have to draw between, which I do most conveniently by talking about the Zionists who have this extreme belief about Jewish superiority versus Jews, which is why I don't use the same language Paul does, because I think this distinction is absolutely crucial. But Paul has a more sweeping view here about what's going on. So, Chris, I appreciate the call. Yeah, go ahead. Say
well,
more,
sir, thank
Chris.
Thank you. I'll just finish with this. Thank you so much. And I do agree with you, Jim. The language is crucial, and we do need to look at it more closely. The Fadge, Joe,
language,
you're on our show, he doesn't like the idea of the Khazarians. But anyway, so let me just clarify or reiterate, make this a little easier for people who may have heard Lori say, Adeline Childs, the X Factor winner from Australia. So his video is still on YouTube. It is an absolutely highly recommended must watch. It's 5 hours, 17 minutes, and it's still appearing with the same title. So this is how you can find it on YouTube. X Factor winner reveals world's secret religion. And so all of these people, for those who aren't going to watch it, all of these celebs, they're all doing the same three ancient Jewish Freemasonic, one might say satanic symbols. One is covering the eye or pointing at one eye for the one eye. The second is the hand inside of the vest, the hidden hand. And then the third one is the finger over the lips for the quiet symbol. So all three of these people all around the world, all through time, all making these same symbols, and you can watch it on YouTube. Yeah. X Factor winner reveals world secret
relief. He brings the receipts. He has thousands of cuts and edits. I never saw, and I worked in television, you know, for a long time, the work that went into this video. I am not kidding. It obviously was a labor of love. There's no money you could spend the hours that he spent. So it's worth
it. And it is absolutely great, and it was brought to us, to our attention, everyone in chat already knows about it, by Michael J. Anderson, and his show is on at 9 a.m. Sunday morning on Studio A. And it's and Adeline does have a Christian message in the beginning and end, as does Michael J. Anderson. So I'll stop there.
Well,
thank you so much.
Michael's a dear friend of mine, and, of course, of Scott Bennett, and we – in the old days did a lot of shows together. Listen, there's another film I'm watching, I'm halfway through, called Just the Tip, tying together pedophilia with all these other issues. I mean, it's a little stomach-churning to watch, but I think those who are not really familiar with the extent to which pedophilia has been dominating our politics, they need to face up to it. Another place to go is on my channel, my blog, jamesfetzer.org, where I took the 65 shows I'd done on jimtheconspiracyguy.com and put them on a blog there. Because if you scroll down, I think it might be the 10th out of the 65. I have an overview about Pizzagate, the American franchise of Pedogate, that I would highly recommend, shorter take. This film is 2 hours. I think but my Pizzagate thing is probably an hour and a half, maybe close to 2 hours too. Anyhow,
Where are you watching that video, Jim? Is it free?
Yeah, it's free. Yeah, it's free. It's on Rumble. It's on BitChute. It's on Telegram. Just the Tip. I don't think you'd have a hard time finding it, focusing on Jeffrey Epstein. It's got an interesting aspect about Hugh Hefner, that Hugh Hefner used to get a lot of bigwigs in, and he'd set them up for sex romps, and then he'd videotape them so that the government would have them in their clutches, suggesting Hefner may have actually been working for the CIA. Now, Miles Mathis may have proposed that before, but it's the first time I'd run across that idea, which, frankly, would not surprise me.
I thought Roy Cohn started all that long ago. You ever heard of Roy Cohn?
Well, I know of Roy Cohn, and also that he was Trump used him as an attorney, which I've always found rather puzzling because – Trump was an enigma to both parties because he was an outsider, because he wasn't part of the establishment. And I have not lost all faith in Trump, but I know many are questioning him in relation to the vax, for example. Lori, has that bothered you? His promotion of Warp Speed and all that, and he after all did do the lockdown, which in my opinion was the most calamitous measure in the entire sequence.
As to Trump, I think, and what's really sad is what could have been if this guy just picked different people all along. I mean, think of this. John Bolton, he also had a meal with Romney, considering him. I think he had a lot of empty positions to fill. I think some of it giving the person the benefit of the doubt, because he did articulate that which is the deep state. He probably naively thought he could probably mend fences. I don't know. But giving him the generous interpretation, but keeping Fauci, keeping that other fraud there with the scarves, Deborah Bricks, whatever, these frauds, he could have got other doctors. I'm so disappointed. But if he doesn't live and learn from that, and, whenever I hear him in an interview, he never rages about the mandates. He may bring it up, but he doesn't rage about it, and that scares me like you would not believe. I just want to make that point.
Well, he's pretty much clear in opposition to the mandates.
Right.
The problem I have is he's still promoting the vax.
I know.
And this is where DeSantis, I think, has been much more clear-cut in opposing the mandates, for example. We shall see.
DeSantis has better people, too. And Trump.
Can I chime in about Trump?
Go ahead.
In my opinion, this is Joe from Illinois. In my opinion, I voted for Trump twice, both times. And this time I'm not going to vote for him just because of the vaccine. I'm a DeSantis guy, too.
The problem we confront here, and you hear this endlessly from Paul, but he's far from alone, is that you got to look at the alternative. I mean, look, if it were Trump versus Biden, you couldn't vote for Biden. Does that mean you're just not going to vote? It might be Trump versus Hillary. Hillary would love to reinsert herself into American politics, even though she may be the single most repulsive.
Well, as far as the primary, Trump's not going to have the support. I think he lost half his base, is all I'm saying.
But here's really his fault was not getting rid of McConnell early on, that backstabber. He's totally in the hands of China,
oh,
total deep state fool. He should have got rid of McConnell early on and other people. But, you know, I don't know. With the vaccine, there were five African leaders who died when they said they didn't want the vaccine in their country. Okay? I don't even know, and I'm just putting this out there, if they would allow Trump to make it if he didn't support that development.
And one,
of that
one of them showed that the tests don't mean anything by submitting such things as motor oil.
Is it Bob?
Let me make this quick, the pow pow
point about the fact that
it's fruit motor oil. I know. It did come back naked for the motor oil, but goat had COVID, so did papaya.
They tested the cantaloupe, too. They tested
it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Nice point, Paul. Nice point.
So let me make a quick point here. It's not just what Lori said about COVID is real. We all have heard many, many people say COVID is real, COVID is real. We heard her say it three times in a row. Well, here's my question. What is it? If it's real, then how come we can't test for it? If we can't test for it, how do we know what it is?
And what is it that caused people to almost die in the hospital that I witnessed? And this is not secondhand. This is the first hand.
Paul, rate it in, Paul. Listen, let me make the point. I went through this for 2 weeks. I was laid on my back. I was so weak I couldn't get out of bed. Yeah. I was hospitalized twice. I don't know what it was, Paul. I believe the pandemic is, you've heard me say 1,000 times, I think the pandemic is fake, but the vax is real and deadly, okay? But something out there, and I don't know if it's of influenza B or whatever, but I was hit, Lord Rechtenwald was hit, David Gaharry was hit, other people have been hit with something, and I don't know quite what it is, but I still assert the whole pandemic is fake. It's fake.
It is fake. But the pandemic is fake, like you're saying. The vaccine's the killer. But when you're witnessing somebody pretty much unconscious, something made them be unconscious. I mean, I'm just saying, couldn't breathe, yelling they can't breathe. I mean, obviously that something, like you say, maybe influenza B. Some people get it, never had out for 1 or 2 days, other people in the ICU. I'm just saying, I don't know what it is. Whatever you want to call it, this thing made him extremely sick, whatever it was.
So. Hey, Lori, you are terrific. I'm so glad you could join me today. We're just about there. The break is going to cut right in, but I was just tickled, and I encourage everyone to write to sign up at legitgov.org. Legitgov.org. Thanks for being here.
Have a
great weekend. Spend time with your friends and loved ones. Treasure those moments. We don't know how much time we have left.
Thank you so much.
Radio. Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was...